Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to BWW.radio. I'm your host, Matt, a.k.a. the BBW Porn Pusher. As always, we got the crew in the house. Jimmy, you there?
What's up, big brother?
Hey, what's up?
I'm waiting for Scrumptious.
You there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Waiting on Scrumptious.
She's going to be calling in about, she on the line now, but we're going to get through this church announcement first. So, JG Travel, if you're looking to do any traveling, either, in the U.S., overseas, group trips, cruises, contact JG Travel to book to make your travel easier on you and your family. And also, JGE will also be starting up a SSBW cam show. And our first guest on will be next week, and that will be at 12 a.m. on paltalk.com. Only thing I do is sign up for the account, and then search my name, JGE Cam, and it should pop right up. And you need a password to get into our room. So without further ado, let's get into the one and only next country. Scrumptious, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
what's up, Scrumptious?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, I love that name.
Oh, that's good. That's what's up. How are y'all here in a minute?
I
haven't heard the show in a minute. Like, I've been trying to catch up with y'all, but it's like, I don't know. So what's going on?
Now your sister, is she on here or on with you, or is she calling in separately?
I don't know that she called in separately. Like, I'm on the line. We supposed to have met up in one room, and we supposed to have mute the whole room and lock down the room or whatever, or have people come in the room. So I really don't know if she actually on here, like, with me right now. Honestly, so
well, now it's. It's her
we on the chat line right now.
Okay.
So I know I told her, I said come to room 60, so I don't know.
That's okay.
Is her area code 859?
Her area code is 404.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, she's from Atlanta.
Okay, that's Atlanta.
Okay.
Yummy.
I'm right here.
Oh, you're right there. Oh, yummy.
I want to log in and unmute myself. Hi, nice to meet y'all.
What's up?
Nice to meet you.
What's
too,
your name,
yummy?
Baby?
My name is Yummy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got a quick question since we're starting off right now. Scrumptious, how did you get that name?
Oh, dang. You know, somebody was, one of my dudes was doing some things, and he did stuff like, dang, Scrumptious. Like, Scrumptious. I never heard that word until he said it, so I'm like, Scrumptious. So I'm like, oh, that's the name I'm going to get. I'm gonna use, and then somebody else said it to me. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna use this name.
That sounds like some old school shit, like Dreamsicle, you know?
Right, like people really don't say it like that, so. It's like, I was surprised, like, oh. I'm like, really? Okay. Because I used to go by, actually, I go by Ice, And
okay.
I go by Scrumptious. And it's like two different personalities. Like when I was on here before, y'all know me as Scrumptious Parker. And I didn't bring out Ice. You see what I'm saying? So it was like now I'm doing this chat line more deeper than what it is. You know, we're doing it more bigger. So it's like now I go by Ice now. like more than scrumptious. I go by ice. Like ISO scrumptious.
Oh, okay.
It's always something. You know, like with my kick, it's a ISO scrumptious. So, you know, scrumptious always in it. Yeah.
So Yummy, how did you get your name?
You say you didn't get my real name. Well, my friends call me Sky, and I go by Yummy on the chat line.
Okay.
Yummy. Damn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yummy.
That's another good name right there.
What'd you say?
That sounds like some.
That's another yummy. Oh.
Yeah. Dropping strawberries.
So tell us all about this chat line thing you got going.
It's more like it's live. I mean, it's different stuff. Have y'all ever heard of the Raven? It's like something like the Raven, but it's different. Like you can lay back, you know, set shows. Everything, ice is out of control. She's something else. I mean, she always doing something. It's like something you could chill back on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing it big. Ain't we, boo?
We do all kind of different things.
Yeah.
The last week we did Truth or Dare or Double Dare. And we did, like, the sexy grown-up edition.
That's right.
It was like 30 people playing, so it was like really fun. We said that what we played in the game we wouldn't speak on, but
yeah.
I think we touched on every on every aspect. We had fun. We made it kind of kinky, just all kind of stuff. Basically, it's like 100 different rooms with all different type of people, different kind of personalities. Everybody just kind of mingling, talking together. It's different rooms have different hosts, and it's like unlimited people can go into each room. So you got different discussions. Sometimes you got, you know, people just laughing, just. It's all kind of different
rap
things.
Battles.
Anything kind of goes.
Right,
yeah,
rap battles, singing battles, jokes, I mean, sex battles.
Sex shows.
Sex shows off the chain, you know, because
we do a lot of
groups. Always doing something kind of freaky or something.
We love
groups. I can't just not be still.
We love Oovul groups and, you know, kick groups. We do all kind of things, Facebook groups. We do things that stem from the line, and we try to meet up and stuff like that. So it's just all different type of things going.
Yes, relationships, all that, everything.
Oh, yes.
I have a question for both of you ladies. When you're doing your shows, is there any particular toys that you enjoy?
Oh, well...
Come on,
we like to make things a little enjoyable. Now, I wouldn't say me, for instance, but there are quite a few ladies that love to try new things. Like one female, while we were playing the game, she made the comment. She was like, well, I got all kind of stuff in here, the refrigerator in here. I got food. I got cucumbers. I was like, oh, wow, okay. She was like, come on, give me some. Be creative. I was like, oh, okay. And so, you know, we like to take things up to another notch. We like to live in our dream fantasy world. We do the fantasy type thing. You know, we're all into fantasy and play. Mm-hmm. And it's all about kind of just having fun and releasing all your stresses from the day. Some people get on there just to vent. You know,
right.
It's just all different type of things. Mm-hmm. But, oh, I kind of steered away from the question. I got my own toys, but I've never even used my toys in any of the...
But what's your favorite toy?
Mine's just a bullet.
I love the bullet. I love the rabbit, and I love the bullet.
Okay.
I love little things that never... Yeah.
Like when we play games like Describe or we play games like pick three things that you will use it on somebody. You see what I'm saying? And they would have to pick the three things, and we would have to act like we in that position, man, you know, and do what we have to do with them three things, and how would we do it. So it'd be so very interesting, and it'd be like beaming up, like, I ain't going to say no names, but somebody, actually, we were playing, you know, the little game, and one dude had all three females, including me, had all three females.
Wow.
Right. And one female just took out her toy and just did what she do. I mean, then at the end of the game, we played How Wet Is the West Nine. So it's, I mean, we do a lot. You know what I'm saying? We do a lot. It's not always sexually, but when it is sexually, like around this time right now, we on the popping. I mean, we on the popping. It's just, it's something new, different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing this for a minute, but now I'm getting more deeper inside of it. Like, my sister, like, that's my sister. I love her. Like, you know, we doing it. You see what I'm saying? And me personally, I'm very sexually. Y'all know that the last time y'all met me, I'm very sexually. So, you know, I love doing stuff and I love making money. So, me personally, it's on the popping. I love doing everything. New things, I'm on it.
Okay. What's the nastiest thing or the most sexiest thing or freakiest thing that you two ladies have ever done on cam?
Me? On cam?
Yeah.
Ooh. With her, I don't know about her. She more secretly with her. Yummy is so secretly. It's crazy. But me personally, I did a bunch of stuff on cam. Like, we had Ubu chats, Ubu groups. I have some big old boobies, so I love showing my boobies. And I had did the freakiest thing I really did, and I never did before. I actually put my whole hand in my mouth down my throat. So that's the freakiest thing I ever did.
Oh, wow.
And play like my hand was a, you know, body part, and I put the whole thing down my throat. That's the freakiest thing I did on cam. And that's all part of the chat line, because everybody on the chat line was ready to cam up. You know, all these bad females, red bone, big girls, skinny girls, all these fine dudes, everybody, you know what I mean? We everybody ready to cam up, see what we talking to, you know what I'm saying? So it was on the pop in different cities, different states. We ready to pop off. We popping off over here, the Twilight Zone University.
And well, as for me,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I haven't done anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't done anything on cam. I've only done videos. You know, I'm more of a I will reward you if you've been good type of person. So, like, I like to do things, awkward things. Of course, videos of me doing things to myself and just whatever, you know, comes to mind or that is appropriate for a particular person that I'm dealing with. But I haven't done anything on cam yet.
Okay. Have you ever done any S&M?
Ooh, is that bondage? Is that, like, where you get to do, like, oh my God! Yes. Now this is a site. Okay, this is a site that, of course, my sister doesn't know. She's probably like, "What?" I love bondage. I'm all into like being a mistress. I love to be called head lady mistress, and you know, I like things like that. So I used to do shows, which included, you know, things like that. I did a lot of role playing. I did a lot of submission, just things of that sort. But I haven't been able to take part in any of the actual bondage itself. I have bought things, and I'm ready. I'm ready, but haven't got there yet.
Well, tell me this. You've done Dominic's part. Have you ever done a submissive part?
Have I ever submitted? I have never. I've never submitted. I've never had. You said that's a must?
That's a bucket list for you, baby.
I would like to. I think it takes a particular type of man to take charge and do that. So if he's out there,
hello.
I'm on the Twilight University. I'm looking and ready.
We taking applications, fellas. All right.
Yes, on Twilight University. We want some females, too. I know I want some females to come on. I'm tired of seeing these weakers, so, you know, I be wanting some females to pop off.
So since you
definitely.
Got, I'm sorry, go ahead. So since you got big breasts,
oh, no,
how
we
big
just,
is your breast?
We like females.
Right, so, you know, don't let the females, we need y'all, too. We need y'all.
Mm-hmm. We want y'all.
Right, come on. Come to the Twilight University. Come on. It's two chat lines
how
put
big,
together.
How
so,
big?
Come on.
He wants to know how big your titties are.
I have to get a size. Last time I checked, they was a F, so I would have to get them sized up again. Like, right now, I have on this black dress, and it's not really a black dress. It's a black skirt. I mean, shirt, and I made it into a dress, and the shirt has to open. You know how it got the opening? Even though my boobs is, like, it's super big. Y'all see my boobs. They poking out, so they showing more than what they supposed to show. Like, this right here, this little cut is just, like, showing nothing but boobs. So, it's, like, that's what I've been having on all day. And it's, like, I need me a new bra. So, yeah, I got to resize up. But last time I checked, it was an F or G. So, I got to check up.
Oh.
Right.
And you
right.
wonder why
I
they call it scrumptious, huh?
Right. You know. I mean, like I said, Icy and Scrumptious, they, them two people right there, they the same people, but Scrumptious, she was more into the camera, and Icy is more
mm-hmm.
over the phone type of thing. You know what I'm saying? They both is very freaky, like very, very freaky. And Icy started dancing, you know. So it's like I'm doing a lot that, you know, but this chat line thing is what I'm trying to get going on. So, yes, we trying it. We out here. We out here. The Twilight University is out here. So we out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it okay to give out our kick information and stuff too?
Please do.
Well, you can find me on Kick at I Am Sky. That's IAMSKYYY. And, well, we have a group on there as well as on Facebook. You can find me at IAMSKY. And we also have a Twilight University Facebook group page as well. So, and our line, of course, which is 712-432-5193. And that's the
repeat
Twilight
that
University.
Repeat
that's
that number again for the old people that's slow.
That's 712-432-5193. And you would follow the prompts to go to the live rooms. There are a lot of different rooms, a lot of different people, different times of the day. You could just meet just about anybody, you know. Sometimes you just need a friend to talk to without a thought. Or sometimes you just want to come through on some late night, just listen to what kind of kinky things we have going on. Everything goes on the Twilight Zone.
Right. Well, my kick is Ice So Scrumptious. It's ICESOSCRUMPTIOUS. My Facebook is DD So Parker. I have two Facebooks, DD Soul Parker, DD Soul Scrumptious, but DD Soul Parker is the page y'all always be on. It's DEDESO space Parker, PARKER, like Miss Parker. And, like the number, I mean, 712-432-5193. I be in room 1, I be in room 5, 6. I be everywhere. Like, I used to be everywhere. I mean, it is what it is. I heard, one of y'all said y'all like Max. Did you say you like, Honey?
Hello?
I mean, not
like
Honey.
What?
What's, Flawless. You say you like the Flawless, right?
Yeah.
Me and Flawless be up in there together.
Okay.
Yeah, we be
now
in
what,
room 5 together.
Flawless.
100.
How many rooms do y'all have together? 100? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
damn,
we have 100.
Wow.
We have 100 rooms. You can catch me in Flawless, definitely in room 5. You know, I be everywhere. So, like, people ask me, can they get a room and stuff? So, personally, you will be able to find Ice. I mean.
And people do this for fun, but they get paid for it. Like, you get paid to do it, and it's just, like, something you do and don't even think about it at all. It's really, you know. I enjoy talking on the phone. I don't even watch TV.
Oh, yeah, and we can't forget right. about the other dude that work with. It's, let's say, it's two chat lines put together. It's Twilight Zone and it's Twilight University. I mean, not Twilight University, the University, right? Okay, it's two
mm-hmm.
chat lines put together, so that's why it's called the Twilight University. And the person that owns the university is Carlos. So get all respect. I get all respect to, you know, props up to him for letting us do it all together. But, yeah, we used to have a different number, but now we all on this number. So, yeah, it's Yummy.
With that many rooms, baby, I had to take off a whole fucking day from work just to keep up.
Now, are you all there, like, from what hours to what hours, or is it, like, specific times and days that you're on?
No, I'm on all the time. You can catch me on all the time.
Yeah.
Like, she do a lot of stuff. Now,
okay.
Me personally... Like, because I'm working on, you know, I'm working on this scripture. So it's like, me personally, you can still catch me anywhere. I mean, all during the day, whatever, every day. Every day we on here. We on here.
Okay.
It is what it is. We on here. You know, you can kick me. If you want to just talk to me, you can kick me. The people that want my number so bad, that's my number. That's my number for everybody that want my number. That's my number. So, when y'all hit me up on the inbox and y'all get that number, that's my number. Don't ask for the cell phone, the house phone. You can't get that. That's my number. You can get in touch with me on that number. That's my number. I'll be there 24/7.
What kind of rates do you charge?
It's free. It's a free.
For men and
it's
women.
It's a free call.
Right. It's no lobbying, no charge, none of that. It's a free call, period, all the way through.
It's straight up free shit. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, music.
Absolutely.
We do it all. I mean, like I said, we do it all. Rap battles, everything. I mean, you just come up there, chill. You know, you're going to have some people that act like they don't got no sense, and I'm not going to lie to y'all, but it's people on there that act like they do got some sense. You see what I'm saying? So it's 100 rooms, so you can go to any room. You don't like one person in that room, you can go to any rooms. I do have a smart mouth. So sometimes you might have to say, Ice, shut up. Scrumptious, shut up. You know, I mean, I do have a smart mouth. On the chat line, I have a smart mouth. I have to stand that way because, like I said, it's some retarded people that come on there sometimes that don't got no sense. So me personally,
absolutely.
I'm from Detroit, and my mouth get a certain way now. You see what I'm saying? I do have a smart mouth. I can be nice, but I do have a smart mouth.
Yeah, they don't take no shit from Detroit. Yeah, you're right about that one.
Not at all. Because last time I came on here, I was in Tennessee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was in Tennessee on my way to Detroit to go dance at the club with Cherry. But I didn't get a chance to do that, so that was like, But, yeah.
Did you guys ever do, like, clubs?
Like,
What'd you say?
Did you guys ever do, like, clubs to do advertisement for your groups?
Clubs, yeah. You talking about, like group clubs and stuff, or, like, actually clubs?
Both.
Oh, okay, yeah, so we do. Definitely me. She do it, too. She don't really go clubbing like that. So she do it, like, on internet. She more on internet person.
Okay.
Me, personally, when I have to go out and when I do go out, because, you know, like I said, I do dance. So I go to different spots. I'm not always at the main spot. I do dance. And
okay.
I love taking pictures. But the club Eyes in Florida, because I'm in Florida now, y'all. I'm moving around, so I'm in Florida. And it's a club Eyes, you know. They love me there, so I advertise there too. They love me there.
Okay.
You know, that's a strip club. You know, dudes be up in there. The strippers love us. You know, one time for a whole month of October, I made that strip club to my strip club. I was the stripper. So yes, I do.
And those are the type of people that we love. We love those type of people, like, on our line.
Yeah.
We love you. You know, the party people. You know, have fun. Like, whoa, we want to party because they're drunk and that anything goes. Oh my goodness.
Definitely.
You know, oh my God, so many times. I just woken up the next day like, no, I didn't do that. I was like, yes, you did. You did it.
They be like, you were just on Ubu showing everything. You showed everything, Ice. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. You was talking freaky to old boy. You say you want to do this to him. You want to do that to him. I'm sorry. I've been on, I know it's not a name brand liquor like that, but I've been on that 2020. So I do get a certain way sometimes.
And it's funny, with all of those rooms on there, it's amazing how stuff spreads so quickly. Like, it's like a big family. Everybody knows. It's like, did you hear what I said? But it's just, like, really fun.
Like,
I
just went off on somebody. Miss Scrumptious, Miss Parker. Everybody look, Miss Scrumptious, Miss Parker. Do you know you just went off on somebody? Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a club in Atlanta called Strokers. I got a fucking condominium chair in there.
Oh, you know about Strokers? Yeah. That's my spot.
My condominium chair.
Right by the stage. Mm, yeah, that's around my way. That's how we get down. Yeah.
Oh, shit. You lose a lot of money in strokers.
I had a couple of girls from strokers. They wouldn't tell you that they were from strokers, but they were from.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, wow. Let me
I'm still here.
This.
Her phone probably heard her. We on the chat line now, so I'm still on here.
I'm sorry. My phone cut out.
But anything y'all want else, y'all
want to
ask me?
Because,
you know, I'm down for whatever.
Yeah, I want to ask, you know, since y'all had such a good time, how many nuts do you bust when you get on a chat line?
How many nuts?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's my question. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't had no toy in a long time. So, me personally, I don't really like using my fingers like that. But I love making dudes nuts. So, if me pretending like I'm doing it. Y'all remember, I used to be a phone sex operator. So.
Do you
squirt
or do you squirt?
I squirt. I'm a squirter. I'm a squirter. And when I squirt, and I'm doing it, and I keep doing it, and I can't control, and I keep doing it for real, on some real stuff, I squirt. I got to bleach my bed, flip my bed over, change my sheets. I got to do all that. I'm a squirter, you know.
Oh, She's a multiple lady. Okay.
Yes, I got to wash up, wash my thighs off, stomach off, everything. I got to do all that. I'm a true squirter. Definitely when it's real good, and I don't care if anybody helping me or not. And it's so good and it's right there, I swear I'll be squirting everywhere. I'm a squirter. All the way. Yes.
So we have 2 minutes left of the show. We're going to get into a game. I know Miss Yummy, you're new to this, but we have a game called Pick One, Choose One. And it's a game that we're going to ask you a question. You got to pick, you know, one of those things out of those two questions. So, like, if I say apple or banana, which one would you choose?
Banana.
Banana, okay. You ready? Here's the question to both of y'all. Would you rather go to Jamaica or Hawaii?
Jamaica.
Hawaii.
Jamaica.
Okay. What concert would you rather go see? Old school concert. D'Angelo or Prince?
D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
Okay, I got my standard question. A DT or a blowjob or BJ?
Blowjob.
Okay. The other lady?
Blowjob.
So nobody likes it in the ass. Okay.
I like it in the ass a lot.
But I'm a pleaser more than I'm a receiver. So okay. I would rather please my man than be pleased.
Right. I love doing that. I have to do that. So that's why I'm not quick to have sex with people. Like, honestly, if y'all really, like, y'all probably look at me and the way I sound, I really haven't had sex since September. So since I've been in Florida, I haven't been having sex. I've been playing with my own twat.
Oh, so you're backed up.
Yes, I'm totally backed up. Boy, you just don't know how bad I'm backed up. I'm backed up for real. It felt like I was on crack or something when the first 2 weeks I didn't get none. I swear I was going crazy like it wasn't nothing. It felt like I was really, it felt like I needed to have a meeting or something. It was crazy. I wanted to go back to Tennessee. I really did. I didn't have sex for 2 weeks. I was going crazy. Yes.
Now, here's another one for y'all. Would you rather watch porn or make a porn?
Make porn.
Make a porn. Watching porn is like watching just a regular movie. But yeah,
the only thing that I do when I watch porn is take notes. Like, I could do that better than her. Mm. Oh, I'm gonna start doing that right here.
Definitely red too.
See, I didn't know about that.
Definitely red too. Best believe it, red too. Definitely red too. I'm always watching red too. Dang, that girl doing that. Oh shoot, I think I can do that too.
I can attribute that some porn video somewhere taught my ex boyfriend who taught me how to be the best head doctor ever.
I learned from Superhead and the Bomb Pops. You remember them old Bomb Pops, the ice cream? The bombs. Bomb Pops, bombs. Big old long bombs. I learned from them big old long bombs. And then when I got older, I learned from Superhead. I love Superhead. They used to call me Super Big. I love Superhead.
I don't think anybody can see through better than a man. A man can teach you better than any woman ever can, ever, because he knows what feels good.
I know what feels good on him. Best believe it. I know.
I had male teachers. I taught my best friend how to get over her gag reflex.
And you know what? You actually taught me that, too. But at the same time, with the gag reflex, some guys like that. And me personally, how freaky I am, I keep going even though I got it. But I didn't know I was doing it like that. The way you told me, I didn't know I was doing it like that. So best believe it, when I do somebody, they're going to get the dealio. Like, really, because me personally, I haven't did it in a long time. So
I really enjoy it.
I be having more urge of doing it instead of having sex, I be having more urges of actually giving head.
I don't understand women that don't suck dick. I'm gonna be honest. I don't understand how you feel as though you please your man, and I don't think you understand how important it is to make a man feel like he is the king. And I don't know why you wouldn't want it to. I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm a pleaser. I'm gonna do whatever it takes.
Right.
And in fact, I went and got a tongue ring to please my man, and I love my tongue ring.
You know what? I took my tongue ring out. You know why? Because in fact, I didn't want that in my way. So I took my tongue ring out when I first did it the first time with the tongue ring. I took it out because I'm like, oh, no, this is in my way, and I want to go ham on this dude right here because he's trying to play with me. So I want to go ham on him, and I'm about to teach him a lesson. So I took that tongue ring out right then and there. And he said, why are you taking that tongue ring out? I said, you about to learn today, baby. Promise you that. Took that baby out and showed him. Yes, I bet
if you had to let them put the long stem on your tongue ring, you would have enjoyed it better because it wouldn't sit on your tongue. And it wouldn't feel like, I don't like to feel bound up, you know. I like to feel loose and free, and with the long stem on the tongue ring, it just like flips and flickers, and I know how to roll it, and I just love my tongue. I play with it. I think I enjoy it more than he enjoys. I play with it by myself. I know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You forgot to
get. There's a bunch of females like this on our chat line, so best believe it. You call the chat line, you're going to get it. Period. That's how we.
I don't intentionally be like this. This is like me. I wake up like this. Like, really, I do.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Mm-hmm.
I do. And, you know, but regardless, though, the whole point is that I just think that more women should take, like, pride in, like, just sucking them off. Like, I just don't get it, but anyway.
Right. So, like, y'all women need help, come on the line, and we gonna teach you some things, like, real talk. I would have a class just to show you how to do it. And if y'all men want to listen, and be like, because let me tell you, one man on the line, he don't like no hands. He don't like hands. So when we be playing games, and me and him be doing it, and I show up say, he don't like no hands. Don't do no hands. He don't like no hands. That, you know, some dudes like hands, some dudes don't like hands. So me personally, when I do it, best believe it, I make sure when I make him imagine me doing him, I make sure he know I ain't doing no hands, baby. I got titties instead of hands. You feel
hello.
Me?
Okay.
Oh, I ain't doing no hands.
Or you can always just cup your mouth the other way.
Right. And you're right. That's true, too. Because me personally, I like deep throating. I like that goggle.
I don't think I can explain. It's a little explicit.
Right. But just come. Yeah, what we really want y'all to do is come on the line. Come on the line and chill with us. We a bunch of fun. We got more females. I mean, a lot of females.
And
right?
Nothing. Yep, and anything goes. Nothing is monitored, and everything is free.
Free, man. It's free. Free.
Mm-hmm.
Free. Yeah. No live link, nothing. You can get a relationship off of there, but, hey, it's free. And you can make money, so.
Oh, you remember, what's the name, them met up the other week, and we got to hear a live show. They were actually one-on-one. He put the phone right there. We heard it smacking and everything, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Was that not
supposed to? That was too much. My bad.
I'm sorry.
Right. You know, we talk. This is how we talk on the line. You know.
It's all good,
anything
baby.
Else?
give out your number.
You said what?
Give out your room and your number.
You can find Yummy in room 1. And just so everyone knows, you know, I own the line, so anything goes, except for underage, okay? You got to be 18. But anything goes. I'm in room 1, 712-432-5193. That's 712-432-5193.
And you can find Icy, your girl Scrumptious Parker. You can find me everywhere. I'm everywhere. But, you know, mostly I like being around my Twilight family. You know, everybody's family, but I like being around the people who I've been around the longest. So I could be through one through whatever number. But, like, I chill back in room 5 with my girl Flawless, you know. She's gorgeous. She's dancing. She hyped up. You know, we be hyped up in there playing music and everything. But, yeah, 712-432-5193.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget to check out Room 9 with Sexy Black. She loves to send out pictures.
Oh, yeah, girl. And you know, but you know one thing about it, Flawless, she's a dancer. So, y'all see Flawless booty. Y'all see Flawless booty. You know, I post it up on my page all the time. So, you know, you chill with me and Flawless. We be oo-woo and popping. Then we got Kiwi up on there. So, you know, we got everybody. We got my baby, my girlfriend, Nicole. She gorgeous. Ass and everything. Ooh, excuse my French. Booty and everything. We have that up on there, you know. Happy.
So come and hang out with us.
Right, just come hang out with us. We got females, we got dudes, you know, we got them all. Just come hang out. It's free. Any time of day, it is what it is.
Come on here.
Huh?
For all you cheap ass internet people, she said it's free. F-R-E-E. Get that.
No charge.
No card, nothing.
Nope.
When you hit a man, you're going to hit a lady, then press 1, press 1, then press 1. You be in room 1, press 1, press star 0, go press another number, press star 0, press another number. I mean, it's free. It's no card. No card at all. I mean, no card at all. So you going to know it's free because it ain't going to say no card. Just say, got to be 18 and over. Because we grown. We don't got time for little kids. So, yeah.
Exactly. So we about to head up out of here. We'd like to thank Miss Scrumptious, a.k.a. Miss Ice, and also Miss Jimmy for coming through, telling us about the chat session they're about to be on. So, you know, hit them up. If you missed the numbers, you can always hit up, you know, hit me up or hit Scrumptious up on our Facebook page. Or if you're not, just Google the Facebook, JGEBBW Radio Scrumptious. And all the information will pop up on the event page. So with that being said, we would like to thank you all for listening. And just next week, remember, we will have Ms. Swing Robinson on, and she will be on cam for everybody on paltalk.com. Just register if you're not already registered, and just look up JGE Cam and come in and peep out the show while we're doing a live radio show while she's on camp. All right, y'all, we'd like to thank y'all. And with that being said,
thank you, darling.
Yay! Thank y'all!
Thank you for having us.
Twilight Zone University.
And we out.